I think this will help you get a picture of what your textbook is describing. I used to watch shows a while back where you see a mouse run around a maze from entry to exit without making a single wrong turn. I used to be really impressed by the skill of such a tiny animal. God knows I couldn't even make it halfway out if you gave me 3 days, except maybe by accident. Later, I came across another show that more or less explained how they got the mice to learn the way out. It turns out that they let the mice out at the entry and put treats along the correct way out and put something unpleasant like little discharges of electricity on the wrong pass. Soon enough, the mice learned to follow the correct route and avoid the wrong one. With us, the analogy is much the same. Children many times don't really understand when they've done something wrong or right. The only way you can get them to do the right thing is to reward them for the action, and the only way to get them to not do the wrong things is to punish them. My 3-year-old son has now learned to associate getting candy with sitting quietly when we visit another family. He also knows to associate no cartoons with being naughty. So he adjusts his behavior to maximize the amount of candy and cartoons he gets. The very same thing can be observed with adults, even though we are significantly more complicated.